6. People are waiting on Facebook for this.
Okay, we are going live now. Okay, it is 6:12 p.m. on Tuesday, March 26, 2024. We will call the Common Council meeting to order. Let's stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Middleton.
Here.
Varga.
Here.
Romano.
Present.
Weigel.
Here.
Robinson.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on March 12th. Were there any changes or corrections? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is Ordinance 2024-3. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved. Oh, second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Jenny. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance Number 2024-3 by title only.
Ordinance, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Columbia City annexing certain property or certain territory to the City of Columbia City, Indiana, placing the same within the corporate boundaries thereof, and making the same a part of the City of Columbia City.
So prior to the meeting, we did note that we needed just one small clarification in the legal description. As you probably know, or maybe you don't, it is state law that when the city annexes a piece of property, that the full right-of-way of that road also gets annexed in. There is a portion of the legal description that says subject to the right-of-way, and so we really need it to say including the right-of-way. Again, it doesn't annex anybody in, but it is state law that when we annex a piece of property into the city limits, we take the full right-of-way into the city. Again, doesn't change anything for the resident, doesn't change anything from the taxation standpoint, but does bring the full right-of-way in under city control.
Yeah, the only thing that happens with that is, since it's under city control, the people that are not in the city, if they want to cut a driveway, they would come to the city instead of the county.
Because it's officially city street at that point.
Yes, it's kind of a city street now, even though they're not annexed. It's still the county or city's responsibility for that road now.
Okay. Any questions regarding that small tweak? It's really just a two-word tweak, but it's important because that aligns us with what state law says.
Will we need to read this again, or?
We shouldn't have to read it again because
I don't think so, because the law is already doing this.
Okay.
We're just tweaking those two words to make sure that the legal description is meeting the legal requirements. So I think we're okay there, Jennifer. I think we're okay.
I mean, again, we're just putting in the legal description what law says already. So,
okay.
But good question, because I was thinking that myself. Okay. Any other questions regarding the ordinance? Okay, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2024-3 on third reading with a tweak of the legal description to take out subject to the right-of-way and sub in including the right-of-way?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Leslie, seconded by Tad. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you for your support on that. So, not to put you in a spot here, Marcia, but next steps for the annexation is...
30 days, and then record, I think. Okay. Do you have that? I think that's about right. We have to wait a little bit.
Yeah, before it becomes actually
right.
City boundaries.
Then it becomes annexed, and we record.
Yeah, okay.
It's not that. Yes, this. 30 days after, so 30 days from now, then we record.
Okay.
And then the annexation is effective.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, next up is Ordinance Number 2024-4. Do I have a motion to read by title only?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Dan, seconded by Jennifer. Further discussion? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Please read Ordinance Number 2024-4 by title only. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Ordinance 2024-4, an ordinance amending Chapter 96 regarding parks for the city of Columbia City, Indiana.
Matt.
Yes. Park Board, we've been discussing the opening up the trail. From one of the council meetings, there was a gentleman that wanted to have better access over to Kroger's. So we've been talking about opening the trail from what we call the SDI Bridge back there by the pond to the Mooney Grimes or Kroger's, mm-hmm. for to allow the golf carts on that.
In that segment?
Yes. So it makes it safer. They don't have to try to cross US 30 like some do or down by Lincoln Way.
I think I also saw something about the wheelchairs as well was included as a part of that power wheelchairs,
yes.
for handicapped individuals and things like that.
So
right.
Just a quick note on this.
Yes.
So this most of this ordinance is already in there, so I just sort of redid it.
Gotcha.
A lot of that, most of that's not changed.
Gotcha.
Just to give the, because there was some itty-bitty tweaks that I made just because there were some typos from an old ordinance.
But this comes as a recommendation from the Park Board, correct?
Yes, this is what they'd like to see.
Okay. Questions of the council, or for the council, from the council. There we go. I'll get there.
I think it personally makes a lot of sense. There's not other really safe ways to cross the street, with a golf cart, and they're supposed to be golf cart friendly.
Yep.
So I think it makes sense. And also, if it can be a way for motorized wheelchairs to travel to, I think that makes a lot of sense.
Any other comments or thoughts? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve Ordinance 2024-4 on first reading?
So moved. Second.
Motion by Jennifer, seconded by Leslie. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. We'll move that to second reading. Department head reports. Sean.
So we continue our trip down Bear Road up by Shriner Lake. I think we have less than 10 poles left to do there, so guys are making a lot of progress on that, which is awesome. It's been a great project for all of our younger guys to get done as I bring up my report. Also, and Terry and I, as we talked in the last meeting about our fiber, we ordered the equipment to do our own fiber splicing about a month and a half ago. That came in. It's been sitting kind of on my desk waiting for us to do some training. We decided that before we go into the official training, we should get the equipment out, familiarize ourselves with the equipment, and maybe teach ourselves as much as possible. When we go to that training, hopefully we can ask the harder questions. And so we did that today. We were able to complete a lot of the fiber splices without hardly any training at all, so that's awesome. So I think we told the Board of Works that we paid about $15,000 for that piece of equipment. The last time we had a splice that we needed done because we had a break, cost us over $7,000. So it's not going to take long. It's rated for 5,000 splices, and if you do the math at what we were being charged, that's $175,000 worth of splices. Not that we're going to do that many.
Let's hope not.
Well, the other thing is when we do fiber to the home, Tim Terry takes that over.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow. So, no, it's going to be a great piece of equipment for us. We're working on, I think it was the second to last lot out at the old Crooked Lake Golf Course. We built a big kind of a barn museum out there, ran a primary and hooked that up yesterday, so that was winding that down. I've been working with Marsha and Walkers on getting some easements for some existing underground facilities out there that were installed 20 years ago, never acquired any sort of easements. Handshake agreement with the property owner. It sells in an auction. Now we have no easements over where our wire ran. So I had to work with all those customers, all the property owners that bought those lots and get that. It's being recorded as we speak. So So, yeah, that's kind of a big deal for us. Also, and I forgot to mention it to the board, but Eli Stangman passed his top-out exam at the IMEA training last week. So he is now moving into journeyman lineman for us. Pretty proud of him. It's a two-day test. You know, one full day of climbing and working on poles and demonstrating the technique, and then another half a day in a written test. He did very well on the test. The skills, he aced basically. But so yeah, just pretty proud of him and what he's been able to accomplish. And so we welcome him. He's going to be on like a 6-month kind of trial probationary period as a journeyman lineman, which means he can go out and work on all these high voltage stuff without any supervision. So good for him. We're proud of him and happy to have him. We had all of our techs, our trucks, our digger derrick trucks, and our bucket trucks dielectrically tested and mechanically tested last week, which means they go through and they hook power to them. They test to make sure if we get into voltage up top that it's not coming to the ground. We have isolation areas in there that need to be tested every year, so that they passed all the tests and did very well. We had a couple mechanical things, little leaks that they were able to take care of while they were there, so they all did very well. So other than that, we're just staying super busy. Chip and I went to the IMPA annual meeting last week, and so it was a great presentation, a lot of good presentations on other things like AI and what that looks like for the electric industry, and we talked a little bit about the natural gas prices and how that's causing prices to go down for us, so we should see our tracker start tracking back a little bit. It was a really good meeting, and you guys are all invited to that every year. It's a full day of meetings, and then a pretty nice dinner and an awards banquet at night. But next year, if anyone's interested, HIPAA picks up the room, everything. So just get a hold of me, and I'll get it set up.
Question of Sean. Thank you, Sean. Yeah.
Eagle Park will be starting within the next couple weeks. Spring break. I wish we weren't having it this year because I'd like to not go on spring break and get Eagle Park done, but my wife says otherwise. So get ready for some dirt to be moved. Westgate is starting very soon too. We had a little hiccup with the permit issue, and we got that all clarified. I have yet to hear from Pulver, the contractor doing the work, on what their new startup date is, but that is going to happen very soon. My new employee, Bill Dittlinger, will be starting the day of the solar eclipse. I don't know how well that's going to be going, but we'll fight through it. So, excited. A lot of good things coming.
You want to talk about the honor your colleague had down at
ISC? Sean was honored with the honor roll, which is a award for community and electric relationships, and so it was quite an honor to have him get that award, and he was only, I think they gave out 2 awards, and he was one of them, so I feel like we've got some real big shoes to follow in behind.
Congratulations, Sean. Question of the Chip. Thank you. Gary.
All right, we completed our server migration that was required for Spillman. Had very little issues. As I said in the Board of Works, Terry was stressing about that in the beginning, but it went off without any issues, or very minor issues. In an effort to educate and promote safety for new drivers, we partnered with Whitley County Driving School to give them some pointers on how to follow the rules of the road, traffic stops, yielding to emergency vehicles, and safe driving behavior. We had several officers do an OPO, Operation Pullover. This is funded through a grant from Indiana Criminal Justice Institute. And so we got extra guys out there. I think I mentioned it in the last meeting, doing extra patrols at no cost to the city. So that's great. Ms. Anderson from Whitco Career Academy brought in several students to tour the police department and have lunch. So we sat and had lunch with the kids, and that was a good time. Thanks to Captain Toby Fraley from the fire department for certifying all of our officers on CPR, so we're good for another 2 years. Dispatch Shane and the ship leads attended a leadership training last week, and they all said it was a great training, so learned a lot from it.
Questions of Gary? Thank you, Kelly.
Our concrete crew will be getting started doing some work. We have a 50-50 application that we'll be working on next month, and then when Mike's guys get done doing the stormwater project on South Chauncey Street, we'll be putting two ramps back in and then pouring that sidewalk, led by Jason Wells on that. And then limb pickup starts next week for the year. Televising, we've been doing some work out in the Eagle Glen area. We'll be resuming that next week again. Cemetery, been working this week, getting all that cleaned up down there, graves filled and fixed, and trimming down there to get ready for mowing season, and trying to get that done before Good Friday this week. And other than that, leaf mulch back at the park, ready to go, if anybody needs any. So,
questions of Kelly? Thank you. Tom?
At the Board of Works, the Board of Works did approve the new fire truck bid and the change order that's already with that. We did put a conditional offer of employment out to a candidate who will be going to Indianapolis on April 12th to finish his mental and physical exam to see if he can get in the picture. If he does, then a full offer of employment will be given at that time. We did, last year, and Mayor, do I go into that again?
Sorry, I was trying to read your mind of what you were talking about.
So last year for the budget, I did put in to have money for the facade fix-up of the fire station, being it was last done in 2001. There's been some little weather-related damage, some vehicular damage along the west wall. How people are going in between telephone poles and hitting a building, I have no idea. It just needed some attention to get fixed. The signage on the front of the fire station, some of it has fallen down. So I was going to have all that fixed. With the fire territory discussion that's going on, they did a building assessment, said that our roof needed repaired and windows needed replaced. Well, there's no sense in spending money on a facade if you need to fix those two things first. So we did get some bids. Taking it under advisement, and we'll be getting back with us to check out those bids, and gonna probably use that money to fix the roof and the windows, and re-ask for money for the facade for next year. So gotta make sure we do it in the right order, so we don't do it destroy a facade we just spent money on.
On that note, Council, obviously you're the fiscal body, so. If it's okay with you, we'd like to adjust that the purpose of the money that was set aside for the facade to go toward those two things, if you guys don't have a problem with that. So just thank you for your blessing on that. I don't know that the formal has to happen there, but want to keep you informed of that, especially that kind of change. So thank you for your support.
Sorry, I should have asked that. On me. Last week, we did do a week of vehicular extrication training down at the museum at the Board of Works, and I'll say it again. I'd like to do a shout-out to Smith's Towing, and Paul Davis. Smith's Towing provided the vehicles for our guys to cut apart, and Paul Davis brought in at a very reduced rate the temporary fencing to kind of house that in so that we didn't have problems with people, kids coming in and getting hurt, because we do leave jagged edges and broken glass when we do that. So. Just a big shout out to those two companies for helping us in that. And then April 10th, and then again the third Tuesday in May, we'll be doing, well, April 10th will be a full day of live burns down at the training facility, and then the third Tuesday in the evening in May will be another live burn for the volunteers, because they're more apt to show up during the evenings than the daytime. So I'm just kind of throwing that out. That's it.
Questions of Tom? Thank you. Matt?
All sports fields and tennis nets and volleyball nets and stuff like that are up. They're up a little early this year because of the nice weather, and that Indian Springs Middle School actually holds practice and matches down at DeVol for their teams. We got the pool motor back, having some issues installing it, so we're having the company that rebuilt it come up and help us put that back in. Baseball and softball drafts are done. Uniforms are ordered. And practice begins usually on spring break, but most people are gone, so majority will start after spring break. Eagle Park was getting staked out when I did this report. We had to start pumping the pool because the float that allows the water to stay a certain level malfunctioned, so we had to put a new float in. So we had to pump out the pool down to its level and then reinstall float. We're putting the shade structures back up around the quad, which is the four baseball diamonds there. A few years ago, there was a gentleman that wanted to help, so we paid for his sewing time, but Cellerite donated all the material, even the fasteners, and they're the blue shade structures that you might see when you drive through the park that's over by the baseball fields. Those help with foul balls, and they do give a little bit of shade or temperature change. And all the bathrooms are opened up as of today, and we're getting the concession trailer down so it can be stocked and be ready for our first tournament, which is April 19th.
Questions of Matt? Thank you. Terry?
The firewall certificate was installed two Sundays ago. Our network time was down about 20 minutes, so that was really a blessing there. And as Gary said, the Spillman server migration went really well. I have to give a shout-out to Mike Motorola and their team because those guys are really sharp, and Gina did a lot of back-office work to make it go super smooth, smoothest I've ever seen it go. We're working on a fiber repair at Northwest Substation. We have to get the fiber ordered for that, so we can pull out the old and put in some new. We still have a fiber break in between Any Kids Dreamland and Northwest Substation. We've got to locate that. It's only affecting the video network at this time. Finished work on the new Buffalo storage unit. Now we're just going to get it hooked up to the NVR so we have more storage space for our video cameras. And we've been ordered all the equipment for public Wi-Fi at Any Kids Dreamland, so we hope to have that up and running pretty soon.
Question of Terry. Thank you. Mike?
We've been working down on South Chauncey Street. Believe we will have it done, I'm saying Tuesday of next week. We've got two more catch basins to tie into the pipe and that, so hopefully everything will be done and they'll be ready for sidewalks after Tuesday of next week.
Question of Mike. Thank you. Mike?
The effluent flow meter should be installed tomorrow. SDI Sports Main has been cleaned for the first quarter, and UV system's up and running with no problems. First test came out today. A0 means it didn't show any bacteria, so we're good. Hopefully, we're good on that.
Question to Mike. Thank you, Marcia.
Nothing.
Rosie.
Nothing.
A couple of things coming up just so you're aware. Tomorrow there is a legislative recap webinar that AIM is putting on, and then Thursday I'm at the New Haven is hosting a train summit regarding railroad crossings and issues with the railroad, and really just finding ways in which the railroad companies and cities and towns can be better neighbors with one another, let's say it that way. And then a reminder that Friday we are closed for Good Friday. Trying to see what else here. Next week, Wednesday, I'm at a training down in Indianapolis, and then be out Thursday and Friday for spring break. Again, with it being spring break, multiple people are going to be out next week, maybe some of you. So best wishes and safe travels in that regard. Besides that, I need to see Chip and Gary and Kelly after this meeting. Thank you. Look, you guys are all three. You could stay there. I'll come to you. Dan.
I just want to help people understand the differences between right-of-way, property ownership, and easements. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has any questions about that, please let me know and come up to my county office or give me a call, because that seems to be the biggest frustration I deal with on a daily basis is trying to help people understand the difference between right-of-way, easement, and property ownership. Because it is confusing, but people think they own to the center of the road, which they do, but then the city and county has that right-of-way that they can do basically anything they want in those areas, and people don't understand that. So it's more than welcome to come to my office or give me a call or whatever. We'll help you. I'll try to help you understand.
Thank you, Dan. Jennifer.
Okay, I have a couple of things. First of all, Tree Board met last week and also had a executive planning session the weekend before that. We discussed some upcoming plans for Arbor Day. Tree Board's also going to be participating in First Fridays this year as a means of kind of informing the community what Tree Board does and also hopefully getting some people involved to help volunteer in things like taking care of trees and planting trees, et cetera. And then we're also looking into some potential grant opportunities. I was contacted by a constituent on Park Street whose infrastructure was ruined by Brightspeed.
Okay.
And they've gotten nowhere at this point with trying to...
It was Brightspeed, not NIPSCO, right?
They believe it was Brightspeed.
Okay. How recent was that?
I think it's very recent. I can follow up afterwards and give you the name.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great to have that information because obviously... If it's in the grass, it would be permits that go through CHIP, I believe. So we'd have
It had to be NIPSCO. I feel like on Park Street.
Well, that's what I'm wondering is.
Infrasource is the one working for NIPSCO.
Well, that's what I was wondering about on Park Street, but we can figure that information out. But the point is that
the point is
we will know who worked in that area based on our permits, so we can. Yes, I mean, and then we can give contact information and go through all that process.
Okay.
So, yep.
Yeah. So they were obviously concerned about that.
Sure.
Concerned about what companies like this, the damage that they could do to city infrastructure and to homeowners' properties.
Yep, absolutely. And I'll say just as a side note to that, so the city is kind of obviously they have to follow kind of our perspective, if you will, or our guidelines for digging within our city's right of way or in the easements, right? When they go off onto private property, it becomes more of a private matter. But within the easement, if they're hitting infrastructure, either public infrastructure or private infrastructure, then it is incumbent upon the company to fix that. That is part of our permitting process and things like that. So just for the public to know, it's not just a willy-nilly thing. Like they are mandated to come back and fix. So, yeah.
I will follow up with name and address.
Sure, that would be great. Anything else?
No, that's
okay. Awesome. Thank you. Tad?
Nothing.
Jenny?
Nothing.
Leslie?
Nothing.
And we have, anything from the audience? No press? We will call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.